Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and you could save up to 40%, and see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Click to learn more. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
Finding the right Medicare plan to meet your needs can be confusing. Call 800-428-0919 to find an all-in-one Medicare plan that may give you more benefits for less money. eHealth can provide you with free information and the practical advice you need. Call 800-428-0919 to find out about all-in-one Medicare plans with possible extra benefits like routine dental, eyeglasses, in-home care, hearing aids, acupuncture, and more. eHealth allows you to shop and compare many different Medicare plans in your area. Their licensed insurance agents can walk you through your Medicare options, and there is never an obligation to enroll in a plan.
I have to tell you, I was so excited to find eHealth and the coverage that I receive, because I really save a lot.
Call now, 800-428-0919. That's 800-428-0919. eHealth has no government or Medicare affiliation.
As we get ready for Braves opening day on Friday, the Braves' first exhibition game against the Marlins was last night, and Nick Green joins us now to help react to that game and also just look forward to the season. First and foremost, Nick, thanks for the time.
Oh, you got it, guys.
Last night, off to a bit of a tough start, and we'll get to Folty in just a minute, but not a bad way to end, though. I know it's just an exhibition, but certainly a fun way to start things playing against a different team.
Well, I think it's just good to see them playing against somebody other than themselves, you know? And these guys have been, they've been wanting to play baseball for a long time. Obviously, things happen, the virus is around, so you have to take precautions. And, yeah, I would like to see them have more exhibition games, but to see them get out there and play another team, I think that's just the, you know, I mean, that's what people want. My neighbor talked to me yesterday. He's like, I would watch this inter-squad game with no sound, and that's how much people want to see Braves baseball. So to see Chip and Tom call the game last night like a regular game, I just think it was big for everybody, and it was fun to watch.
Nick, from your role, as you start to look at this, you know, you mentioned everybody's excited to get games in. You're playing a lot less than you normally would going into a season. What are the things you're looking for as the regular season starts?
I think I'm looking for guys to stay healthy, for one. It's so hard to, I guess, imitate that type of intensity that you have in a game situation. And we haven't really seen them build up to that. In spring training, you build up to that. You don't have a chance to build up to it right now. I mean, you're playing your intra-squad game. It's fun. Everybody's excited to get out there and play against each other. There's camaraderie. Guys are talking trash, all that stuff. But the intensity level is so much different in a regular game when it means something. So when you get that intensity into a game, how do you stay healthy? And I think that's what I'm looking for the most, is to see how guys stay healthy. Freddie Freeman needs, 30 at-bats, and he's good to go. I think the hitters, for the most part, are going to be a little bit behind the pitchers. But, again, I think since it's a sprint, it's all about health.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've got this weird variable about health this year that we've never dealt with before, with the coronavirus. Obviously, that's why the season is starting Friday and hasn't already started. I wonder, like, you've been in a lot of baseball clubhouses. I'm sure it's different because this is different than any situation we've ever seen before. But, like, with the individual accountability and players needing to just go to the park, go home, go to the park, go home. Is there any conversation in the locker room from a leader or anyone in the clubhouse saying, all right, guys, we got to take this thing really seriously, or is it just more of a personal accountability?
I think it's from the top down. I think it's where the accountability is. You're going to have guys going out to dinner and stuff like that, breaking the rules where they're not supposed to be going out to dinner. I've already seen a guy, not on the Braves, but on a different team, his wife posted on Instagram, they went out to Denny's, and she posted a picture of him at Denny's. They aren't supposed to be doing that stuff. So that's going to happen, unfortunately. But I think the Brian Snicker on down, the leaders on the team are going to have to talk to the players, make sure everybody's held accountable. Because what happens if Freddie Freeman, you know, you obviously already got it. We don't know if he can get it again. What if he gets it? Now your season's done because he's your best player. Mm-hmm. What happens if a Mike Soroka goes down because somebody wasn't doing what they needed to do? So I think it's going to be interesting how they hold everybody accountable, but you have to trust everybody that they're doing the right things. And even you can still do the right things and still get the virus. So it's going to be interesting to see the dynamic. We aren't going to be able to get in the clubhouse, so we aren't going to be able to feel it. Just hopefully everybody does their part and keeps everybody else healthy.
What do you think the Braves' number one strength is that makes them a contender this season?
I think it's depth more than anything. When I look at the starting rotation, I love Soroka and Max Fried at the top. Folty is a wild card, as he seems to be every single year. Cole Hamels, who knows if he's going to pitch this year. Now you got Sean Newcomb and Kyle Wright. I love him. And then you have Julius Chacin. So when you look at that rotation, does it scare people? I don't know if it really scares people unless everybody's pitching as well as they could possibly pitch. But the depth there is huge. And they just added Matt Adams. I think that's a big depth piece. Unfortunately, Yasiel Puig tested positive for the virus and couldn't sign. I thought that was going to be a big deal for the Braves, a big acquisition. You have guys that are going to be sitting on the bench that are depth pieces. Guys in the bullpen, I think, is probably one of the bigger strengths that the Braves have, other than the depth. But to make this thing work and to compete in a 60-game season, you've got to have depth. And I think that's the biggest strength the Braves have.
Nick Green joining us from Fox Sports South, getting ready for Braves opening day on Friday. The Braves have another exhibition game against the Marlins tonight. Played the Marlins last night, beat them on a walk-off with Matt Adams, who Nick mentioned is back with the team, big city, with the walk-off last night. You also mentioned Folty. Folty pitched last night, and he is a wild card, as he seems to be every single season. Is this a little frustrating because we're not talking about a guy who's like 23 years old. We're talking about a 28, 29-year-old pitcher who's been in the league for a while. Like, when you hear Folty say the stuff that he said after the game last night about the mound and the weather and the rosin bag and all that stuff, like, what do you think? I mean, how does that go over in the clubhouse? What do you think when you hear Folty making excuses after last night?
I don't think it goes over great because everybody else has to deal with it too. But his velocity was 88 to 90. So when your velocity is down, don't say, I can't tell him what to say, but I would recommend saying, don't say that I feel like my fastball is where it needs to be. That's not where it needs to be. It needs to be 7 miles an hour, harder than that, at least. And so there's something going on. Don't make excuses. It's unfortunate because he has so much talent. And when he's on, he's on. You feel good about him. I felt great about him going into Game 5 last year in the Division Series. I thought he was back on track. All of a sudden, he implodes. In spring training, the first spring training, he looked good. Now, all of a sudden, they're starting Friday. He's throwing 88 miles an hour. So, I don't know. I don't think he needs to be making excuses. If he's hurt, he's hurt. Just say, I'm hurt, and people will respect that. But don't make excuses about the weather, the conditions, the mound, the rosin bag, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think that goes over too well, especially if it happens more than once.
Is one of the hardest things about this season going to be all the things outside of the lines? Is it going to be that mental side of the game? Is it going to be all the different challenges that players just aren't used to?
I think so. And knowing how important every single game is, you go to the park, you don't know if somebody's going to be healthy or not. Somebody tests positive, all of a sudden the morale goes down on the team. Everything that you've built up to that point could go down the drain. And I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does. I think that's why we talk about accountability, how guys have to be responsible with their actions to make this thing work. This is not about just getting through 60 games. Guys want to win and want to win the World Series. There will be an asterisk by it just because of the COVID situation, but it's still a World Series. You still win a title. And I think that's what we should be playing for as players. It's not about the money. It is to some people, and I've been on some teams where it's all about the money. But on the good teams, it's about winning and picking up your teammates and doing the things you have to do to win. And one of those things is making sure you're responsible for things outside of the stadium. So I think there is going to be distraction outside of the stadium. How do they get their food? They can't go out to eat. You have to order Uber Eats. You got to order restaurant, dine in. You can't, I think the players only allowed on the first two floors, so they don't have to use the elevators. When you go to the field, you can't get cabs and stuff like that anymore. So I don't know, man. I'd be a little bit worried if I was playing just those things outside the stadium. Inside, you feel pretty comfortable.
Hey, Nick, do you ever charge the mound when you were a major league player?
No, I didn't, but I never got mad enough to do it. I was in a couple bench-clearing brawls just on the outside looking in, but I never charged a mound. I just, the older I got, the more I realized I didn't need to get mad about things.
Well, what are guys going to do? Like, I know maybe Urania threw at Acuna last night, maybe not. He certainly has before. The guys are going to throw at guys this year. Like, pitchers aren't batting because of the DH. Like, how is that going to be policed? How is that going to be handled in this season?
Hey, I think that you'll see guys breaking the rules. You know, if you went back and looked at the Ipswich game that we broadcast a week or so ago, then Christian Pache gets hurt, and guys get around him, and they have to come in and tell him to back off, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. When you're playing a game and your emotions get the best of you, you're going to do things that you don't think about the rules with. Right. And I think that's going to happen. I don't know if you're going to see any charging the mound. You're going to see guys talking and pointing and all that stuff, but I don't know how they're going to police it, honestly. And I don't know how they're going to police all the social distancing stuff as well. So I already saw Yankees guys giving high five. You aren't supposed to do that either. So if right. I see somebody charge the mound, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, it was funny on the broadcast last night. Matt Adams hits the walk-off, and they're like, well, it's just going to be fist bumps, and then he's high-fiving everybody, giving hugs. When you hit a walk-off home run, people are going to hug you.
That's what I'm saying. The emotions of the game take over.
Right.
So you aren't thinking about the rules at that time. I mean, unless you implemented the rules, I've talked about this before with a pitch clock in the minor league, and once you do that for a few years, it just becomes natural in what you do. But when you have something that changed so drastically, like high fives and hugs and all that stuff, when the emotions are there, you just do it and don't worry about it. And if somebody says something, then you make the adjustment later. But it's going to take a lot of time for guys to adjust to that type of thing.
Nick, we appreciate it. Can't wait to see you guys in the pregame on Friday. Thanks so much.
You got it, man. Thanks, guys.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and you could save up to 40%. And see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Click to learn more. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.